You're listening to Viewpoints with Todd Vanderhayden on CJAD 800.
And you claim you got something going.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about a really important subject, something that I've wanted to have on the show for a long, long time. The idea of addiction to prescription medication, particularly attention deficit drugs, things like Adderall and Ritalin and Concerta. There have been a number of stories in the news in the past week. The New York Times and many other media in Canada have covered it as well about what I think is a scourge going on the campuses. And let's face it, folks, probably the high schools as well in this country, in the United States as well. People who should not be getting this stuff, but somehow are getting this stuff, either online, buying it like common street drugs, or lying to their doctors and getting a prescription in order to get these drugs and you know, to help them, I suppose, ostensibly for their classes and their studies. But there is a dangerous downside. My next guest knows this all too well. Jane Mundy is an editor and writer based in Vancouver, British Columbia. She's also a senior editor for lawyersandsettlements.com, a site where she's written several pieces about Adderall addiction. She has spoken to sufferers addicted to the drugs and, of course, their long-suffering family members as well. And Jane joins me on the line from Vancouver. Thanks for being on Viewpoints, Jane.
Thanks for inviting me, Todd.
Do all addicts have the same story, or are they all very individual?
I would say they're, in some ways, they're all individual, but they do have the same story in that they are regretful that they took Adderall in the first place, both the addicts I've interviewed and their families.
The interesting thing about this is, you know, it starts off so innocently, doesn't it?
Well, innocently, because a lot of them get a prescription from their doctor, so they don't understand that it can be addictive. But what has happened is that some psychologists as well believe it's been a gateway drug to even worse addictions.
What is happening, though, Jane? And I don't mean to sort of throw doctors under the bus here, but I got to ask you. I mean, you have heard a lot of these stories, and I have been to see doctors recently. You know, and the way the system is built, and the sheer volume that they have to deal with. I mean, are there proper diagnoses going on here?
Well, from what I understand from the people who I've interviewed via lawyersandsettlements.com, I don't think that doctors, from what they've told me anyway, they allegedly have said that doctors have prescribed them Adderall without testing for ADHD. They've got the drug, mainly college students and even people in their 30s and 40s, because maybe they want a little help focusing. So in one case, I spoke to one man whose boss suggested that he's a chef. He suggested that his boss suggested that he take it to help him focus on his work.
Yeah, you know what I worry about is this idea of it being kind of tossed around like candy, you know, and there's these reports on the news that we've been covering all week about, you know, people being able to go on Craigslist and get it or being able to buy it from a pusher on campus, you know, and there's really this sense, Jane, that it's not a big deal. I mean, this is not, you know, I'm not talking about cocaine here. I mean, this is just something to give you a little bit of an edge because you got a big physics test coming up, you know, and you want to cram and you want to make sure you get a good mark. And this is really going to help to sort of, you know, just frost the icing, so to speak.
Well, actually, it is a big deal because people are dying from Adderall. They're dying from it because it's a stimulant, and if they haven't got the right medical, if they haven't been tested for heart issues, for example, they can actually have a heart attack. One man I interviewed told me that he was contacted through Facebook. People on Facebook found out that he had Adderall, and they wanted to buy his prescription.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah, of course. And of course, and then you hear these stories about teens going into their parents' medicine cabinet in order to get a hold of prescription medication and do with it what they will. Tell me this. I mean, you have talked to sufferers. What do they tell you about their addiction? I mean, are they ashamed? Is this sort of a habit that they're open about?
Well, they are ashamed in a way, but they're not ashamed enough to not talk about it, however. Just from my work at Lawyers and Settlements, we've had five times as many requests for help, for legal help, in the past year. So you've got to ask yourself, what's going on with this? It's increasingly becoming more and more rampant out there, and it is a street drug. People I've interviewed have said that their life has been turned upside down from it. They have just been through hell and back. It's really hard for them to get off it. They've acted like they're bipolar. even though they haven't had any bipolar issues in the past, it's turned them into a raving lunatic. Some of them said that.
We're talking to Jane Mundy. She is a senior writer for lawyersandsettlements.com, written extensively about Adderall addiction that is going around and is a lot more pervasive, I would hazard to say, than any of us really realize. A big white elephant on these campuses. Tell me this. Your latest story, Jane, recounts Danny, a guy who passed away 4 months ago after taking Adderall. This guy was 31 years old, young and healthy, got a prescription after he was depressed following a breakup. You talked to his mother, Cheryl.
Yeah, that was really sad. It was really, really heart-wrenching. He died from a heart attack. He was prescribed Adderall without getting enough information about his history. In fact, his mother told me that a psychologist prescribed him Adderall.
Are they allowed to do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm just going from what his mother said.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was a healthy guy, but apparently there was a lot of heart issues in his family. His mother had a heart problem. His grandmother died from a heart problem, a heart attack. So his mother says that he should never have been prescribed Adderall in the first place.
Let me ask you this. We got about a minute or so left, Jane. I mean, how do we stop this?
I don't know. I guess it lies with the FDA.
Uh-huh. Food and Drug Administration and Health Canada.
For some time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's got to be a system in place.
The lawyers, the people I work with, the attorneys I work with in the States are trying to put a stop to it. And maybe that's what's going to happen. But in the meantime, this drug has to be taken off the streets.
Yeah, off the streets, off the internet, off the campuses, and the doctors who prescribe it far too easily need to be doing better diagnoses.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's all too easy to walk in and say, "Oh, you know, I'm not doing well in school. I can't concentrate. I can't focus." Da 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 da. And it's like, "Hey, pull out the pen. Here's your Adderall prescription. Off you go."
Yeah, it's too easy.
Jane, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It's been a great conversation.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been talking to Jane Mundy. She is with lawyersandsettlements.com about Adderall addiction. Viewpoints is going to continue right after this. Stick around. Lots more to come.